back and for the injury during the week, and you came back and were able to play, and how did it feel, and how did you come out?
It was good to be out there. You know, we had an opportunity to play for a championship last week, and it was important for me to be out there with the guys. And, you know, I felt pretty good, so I was glad that I was able to be able to take the time to get those last couple of days and get better to be out there with the guys.
What does adrenaline do for a guy at that juncture?
It can do a lot, but, you know, they weren't going to let me get to that point. You know, I had to show them before that I could go out and play and be productive, so... you know, I had to get to game day first, and then, you know, once I got out there, I obviously got running around, and you play in a live game, a lot could happen, and the adrenaline takes over.
How to bounce back on Monday?
It feels good, yeah. So I feel a lot better than I did this time last week.
Kyle, let's say we might have a cold weather story here as it moves into Green Bay. Tell me about that, playing outdoors and natural grass, and what could be a real cold night.
Yeah, it definitely can be chilly there, but you know, I think back to my career and going to Lambeau. I think I've only gone there twice, and this will be my eighth trip there, and we haven't been in late December or early January, so we're very familiar with playing there at night in the cold, so you know, it's not like we're coming from Florida or LA, so we'll be prepared for it.
How important is one of those top two seeds?
Well, it's extremely important. You know, our first goal was to win the NFC North and, you know, clinch our berth in the playoffs, and now it's about seeding.
Do you feel bad about taking a touchdown away from Soto?
Not at all.
Were you surprised when you heard the news that Rodgers wasn't going to play? I know that it was kind of the mentality in this team, preparing for both quarterbacks.
Yeah.
Were you surprised yet?
Not at all. I mean, he did everything he could to come back to help his team make a playoff push, and you know, now that that's not an option, it wouldn't make sense to put a future Hall of Famer out there if he's not healthy.
Would you think with the rivalry they'll be just as amped up, you know, even without Rodgers?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it's Saturday night national TV. You know, there's still a lot for them to play for. You know, they may be out eliminated from the playoffs, but it's a rivalry. It's a division game. So they'll be amped up, and it'll be a good test for us.
Do you think the fans and the players will be even more amped up after everything that happened here with Barr knocking out Rodgers?
Yeah, I mean, I think every time I've gone there, they've been pretty amped up for the Vikings coming in town. So it's an NFC North rivalry game, and the energy will reflect that.
Kyle, it's just about the opposite, though. Last year you guys took a plane in there and ended up off the runways, and then eating sandwiches and having team meetings, and you knew you were playing for nothing the next day in terms of playoffs. And you know, you look a year later, and it's just about to reverse itself.
Yeah, I hope that we don't end up off the runway again in Appleton, but this is a huge game for us. You know, like I said, we've secured our spot in the playoffs, and now it's about putting ourselves in the best situation, and you know, that's getting one of those top two seeds.
Kyle, can you talk about how this team has come together and how the focus may be different than other years with this team? Because it seems like whether you're on the road or at home, you know, the offense knows exactly what you're doing. There's not penalties. There's not missed assignments very often. Where did that come from?
I just think it's been a point of emphasis for us since last year. And, you know, you go back and look at the 3-8 finish that we had, and it was because we were doing things like that. You know, we were killing ourselves on offense with penalties, not executing in critical situations. So we worked on that the entire offseason, and it was a big point of emphasis for us. And now you go back through the course of this year and look at the games that we're winning, you know, close games in the fourth quarter. We're executing in those critical situations. We're not hurting ourselves with penalties. And, you know, that's a big part of our success.
You touched upon last year's game. Does that maybe put it in perspective? It was exactly almost a year ago, next to last game, Saturday game. You are all but out of the playoff race. And does that put in perspective, just can you look back last year, how you felt and how different things are?
Yeah, absolutely. And I know our mentality going into that game, even though we had nothing to play for, you know, we did everything we could to win that game. And they'll do the same thing on Saturday night.
When you look at everything that Case has done for his team and franchise this year, what's been the most impressive or surprising aspect?
Oh, I think the biggest thing that sticks out about Case this year is just, you know, the consistency at which he prepares, you know, week in and week out. You know, whether it was early in the year when, you know, he might not necessarily have been the starter, and then you look at Case when he was taken over and just all the distractions that may be going on around him, just he continues to prepare as if he's the guy and he goes out and plays that way.
How much do you think that consistency and also the toughness he's shown on the field has earned the respect of everyone in here?
I think everyone respected him even before he took the field. You know, you look at what he's done throughout his career. You know, he was a prolific passer at Houston, and, you know, he's won plenty of football games before he came here. So there's a reason why we brought him here, and I think that respect was there. And, you know, we knew the kind of player that we had.
Kyle, is there any disappointment from your end on not making the Pro Bowl?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. So it goes. It's 2 years in a row for me, so I'm getting used to it.
Yeah. How about the Vikings? Probably should have had a lot more Pro Bowls than four. Would you concur?
Yeah, absolutely, especially on the other side of the ball. I mean, those guys are the best defense in football, in my opinion. And to only have three guys represented, I don't think is correct.
Mm-hmm. How now that you're sort of very focused on getting one of those top two seeds, you have a sense for just how stacked kind of the NFC is this year?
Well, I mean, yeah, we just went to Carolina a couple weeks ago, and I believe they're the sixth seed right now. So we know how good they are. I think that's why it's so important for us to take care of business the next couple of weeks and secure ourselves that win in the first round. We can sit back and watch everybody else play. So it's huge for us to take care of business these next 2 weeks.
You got any thoughts, Kyle, on why you think you got snubbed from the Pro Bowl? I mean, you obviously –
your guess is as good as
mine.
You
had a more efficient season even than last year and all that.
Yeah, your guess is as good as mine.
Fought voting.